the talk of planet Earth. This is TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio. Time for more Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to Pageant Talk Radio. Today we're talking about how you can stay in the know and up to date on important pageant news. And my next guest is definitely in the know. If you need to know about what's going on in the Miss America organization or the Miss America's Outstanding Teen organization, you absolutely, positively must be getting a subscription to Four Points Magazine. Julianne is an editor of Four Points Magazine, which is one of the best pageant resources available. As the editor of Four Points, Julianne keeps up with MAO and MAOT contestants and volunteers in order to bring readers all the newest information, tips, and hints when it comes to pageantry. You can also keep up with Julianne on the Four Points website. Plus, she's got a Facebook, Twitter, and MySpace account. You can check out their website at www.4points4pointsmagazine.com. Welcome back to Pageant Talk Radio, Julianne.
Well, thank you so much, Valerie, and thank you for your kind words. It's so fun to be on your show again.
Well, it's great to have you back. Before we go to the interview portion, we have to visit that age-old question. What do the Four Points stand for, Julianne?
Oh, wow, that's one of my favorite questions. And the Four Points stand for Scholarship, Success, Style, and Service, which are obviously, you know, very important qualities a title holder should have. And actually, we have an article on each one of the Four Points in each issue of Four Points.
Do you really? I did not realize that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the Four Points, for those of you who are not getting it, if you visualize the Miss America crown, it has four points around the circle, and each one of those points represents a word that starts with S. Tell them to us again, Julianne.
Scholarship, success, style, and service.
Now, if you're going into your MAO or MAOT interview and you do not know the four points of the crown, just politely back out of the room, go to your internet Google machine, and look it up so that you are not caught not knowing the answer to the four points. So you've been blogging, and I know that you've been blogging a lot about the MAOT pageant. What can we look forward to in the upcoming issue of Four Points about MAOT?
Well, we're super excited for the next issue. Our new outstanding teen, Jeanette Morillon, will be on the cover. And I just got the proof photos today, and they're so adorable. Everyone's going to really love it. And then, in addition, inside the magazine, we'll have a special feature on the pageant itself and have some never-before-seen photos, as well as kind of an insider's look at, you know, what goes down during pageant week. We have 5 minutes with Taylor Fitch, our outgoing MAOT. She'll talk about her experience and who she'd like to thank and what she's learned from her year. And as always, we have an article by Katie Stamm, our current Miss America, about the last couple of months of her year of service and what she's been up to. Plus, we have some great articles for title holders on picking a good swimsuit and pageant etiquette. So it's just a jam-packed issue.
It does sound like it's a jam-packed issue. How long does it take for you guys to put an issue together, Julianne?
Well, we run a tight ship and we have a great team. So it takes us about 6 weeks to put one issue of Four Points together.
Now, does that include all the editorial copy and the photos?
Yes, that includes the copy, the photos, and putting it together and proofing it, because it takes about 2 weeks to get printed, so it's a whirlwind.
Well, and I know that in addition to the magazine, which again, I'm just telling you, as a pageant coach, people, please, I beg of you, if you only have $20 to spend, you need to get a subscription of this magazine if you're competing in MAO or MAOT. If you don't have this in your pageant toolbox and you're competing, you are not ready. So, okay, how about that? Not that I feel strongly, Julianne. You weren't sensing that, right? Okay, so in addition to the magazine, which is a subscription, there's lots of great information on the website, isn't there?
Yes, we have such exciting web presence. We started off, you know, with a website, fourpointsmagazine.com, and we went into having a MySpace, and now we're up to having the website, a MySpace, a Twitter, a Facebook, and also my blog, which I update 1 to 2 times a week. So we have created, you know, an online presence that complements our magazine, but it is also a great resource for those poor souls that don't have a subscription to the actual magazine.
Right. And it's great, too, because you're updating the blog regularly. So even if you do have a subscription to the magazine, because you're obviously an above average and brilliant contestant, it's really fun to just keep up with what's going on the blog, because that can really help you stay motivated and exciting about your pageant prep. Now, I know that a lot of people probably ask this question. You know, you're writing a pageant blog for a beauty pageant. Are you a former title holder?
Unfortunately, I'm not a former title holder, and I wish, in retrospect, that I had chosen to compete in pageants when I was, you know, younger. But I'm not. And
you can be Miss Pageant Talk Radio.
we'll send you, Valerie.
Yeah, we'll send you a crown. You can be Miss Pageant Talk Radio. So, what does it take? Do you think that gives you a unique perspective in writing the blog because you're coming in from an quote unquote outside?
And I do believe that. And, you know, some people, you know, have one opinion, some people have others. But what I like to call my view is an unadulterated, objective view of pageantry today. I have no allegiance to a particular state, no vendor, no system, nothing. I just, you know, I call them as I see them. And,
right.
You know, it's just really a clear perspective. And I'm so happy to be able to give that to our readers.
You know, one of the things I love about the magazine is that it really does identify trends as they're evolving in MAO and MAOT. For example, I remember one particular issue where there had been a change in the judging, and there was this huge article that explained the judging in great detail, and it was just really, really thorough. How do you identify the experts that are going to be included in each issue?
Well, you know, I guess I call myself like an investigative journalist, you know, because, you know.
You're spying on people in the pageant world. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, basically I'm a pageant spy. That's a good way to put it, you know, because
we have to
identify the trends. And then I'm thinking, okay, this is a trend. Who am I going to speak to that has a good perspective on this that will give me and my readers solid information and can actually help both of us out? And, you know, sometimes I go, you know, through two or three, you know, resources before I find the person that can really unlock those mysteries for me. But, you know, it's detective work worth doing, because I feel like our readers are some of the most informed pageant enthusiasts and contestants out there.
Right. Now, I noticed that on the website you also have a lot of tools for directors. Can you talk to us a little bit about those?
Absolutely. Something that some of you out there may not know is that we at Four Points give $4 of every subscription to the state of its origin. So every year, each state receives a scholarship check from Four Points magazine. And as such, we want to help them promote us as much as possible, because that means they get bigger scholarship checks.
So it's a win-win for everybody.
It's a win-win situation, absolutely. That's what we're all about here at Four Points. So we offer, you know, buttons and guides for your website and information. And we're, you know, we also love to give out free magazines. If you want a prize package for your title holder, just contact us. We are more than willing to help you better your contestants in any way that we can.
Right, because better contestants benefit everyone. Even if no one proceeds beyond a local title, a great local title holder really makes an impact in that community. And it's hard for people to really understand how many lives are touched by one title holder at one appearance. People don't really understand the importance of that. So the tools that you guys have and this $4 benefit to the state of origin scholarship, that really benefits so many people who are in turn impacting others. So it's really kind of an exponential situation. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing on Facebook and Twitter.
Well, I like to, you know, refer to Facebook and Twitter as my tie-in tools. And Facebook was so fun during MAOT because one of my cohorts has an iPhone, so we could update on the Facebook. Oh my gosh, I just saw Miss America, or she's trying on dresses, and we were able to even update, you know, the top 10, top 5, and the winner of the MAOT pageant on our Facebook. I didn't have to wait to get back to the hotel to my laptop to put it on our website.
Right.
I'm really trying to use that as an up to the minute, up to date. Resource for people. You know, I don't expect people to check fourpointsmagazine.com 10 times a day, but I know they check their Facebook 10 times a day, and I know they're on Twitter 10 times a day, because I love Twitter. I look at it all the time. So I'm really trying to create like a cycle, you know, this
right
out there, you know, go through your social media, and by the end of the circle, you'll have all the information that's available that day in the Miss America organization.
Well, and I think what's so important as you're getting ready, you know, obviously the fall season is upon us and people are getting ready for their local competitions. Mm-hmm. I think you really need to know what the Miss America has been doing or the Miss America's Outstanding Teen has been doing, because people ask that in the interview, don't they, Julianne?
And they do, and they should, because, you know, I it may seem a little firm, but I believe that if you are, you know, if you want to compete at the state level, you need to know what the national level is doing, because if you want to become part of the pageant family, you have to know what's going on.
I think that is so insightful. So tell us, what has been your favorite blog to write so far?
Oh, I don't know. I love blogging. I've been blogging for 4 Points for almost 3 years now. And I have to say that it's really super fun if I'm at the Miss America pageant or if I'm at the Miss America's Outstanding Teen pageant to do what I call my dispatches, because I love being the eyes and ears of my readers. And not everyone can go to Las Vegas, and not everyone can go to Orlando. I'm blessed. I get to make those trips. So I like to fill people in on the things like, you know, I met Clinton Kelly today, or Lee Merriweather is even more beautiful in person. I love, 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 love doing those blogs. But I also like to do, you know, some more philosophical things. And I guess my recent blog is probably my most favorite, because it talks about how I have an addiction to Post-it notes. And I do.
You know,
I'm addicted to Post-its. And I actually took a picture of my desk and posted it on the blog so that people would know that I wasn't making it up. I do have an addiction to Post-its.
You know, I confess, I love that blog, and I love the picture even more.
Exactly. And anytime I get to connect with my readers on a personal level that says, hey, I'm a person doing my job just like you. I have flaws. I have foibles. Let's help each other out.
Right, exactly. Okay, but on the Post-it note, like addiction, okay, I notice on the photo that there's different colors of Post-it notes. So is there a color coding system we need to know about here?
There is a system. You know, one is for phone numbers, one is for names, one is for dates, because, you know, and then I have a whole wall of passwords because we have so much media. I have they're all purple. Purple is passwords because that's all my passwords for all my social media sites for 4 Points.
Yes, so undoubtedly one of those Post-its was Pageant Talk Radio, wasn't it? I just know it was.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Actually, your name and your phone number is one of my Post-its.
I feel so honored.
Really? It's like the Post-it Hall of Fame.
Oh my God, the Post-it Note Hall of Fame. See, you can be Miss Pageant Talk Radio and I'll be the Post-it Note Hall of Fame. I'll need a little trophy that looks like a Post-it Note. So I know that a lot of contestants are blogging now in order to promote their platforms or their appearances or to keep people updated. And I know some of them have a dedicated blog and others of them are using Facebook or Twitter. Do you have 3 pieces of advice that you could give people for blogging or social networking when promoting their title?
Absolutely, absolutely. To the contestants who have an actual blog, I say good for you. It's wonderful to be able to connect. But if you take on a blog, you must update it at least once a week. If you don't, people are going to lose interest. And even though you're out there doing appearances, they'll assume that you've kind of just become a lax title holder. So really, please don't do that. To the contestants using Facebook to promote their title and their platform, good for you. It's a great resource. But you are either a personal citizen, a private citizen, or you are a title holder. You are not both, especially when it comes to Facebook. So if you are, you know, Miss Lincoln Log 2009, that Facebook is only for Miss Lincoln Log, not for you. And if you want to have 2 Facebooks, go ahead, but be sure to really separate your audiences, because what is personal, what is public, that's a very delicate matter that you need to attend to as a title holder.
Right, and you can have one that your Facebook name is Miss Lincoln Logs, and then if you have one under your own name, Susie Q,
absolutely,
they can still search Susie Q and find you.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can, obviously, I would make your personal Facebook, you know, very private, because
right,
you are a private person.
Right.
Finally, I would say if you're posting on a dedicated blog, if you're posting on Facebook, wherever you are, remember that whatever you post is permanent.
Right.
You know, people think the internet is intangible, right? You can't touch the internet. You can't feel it, but it never goes away.
I know, and even after you take photos down, miraculously someone has them. Isn't that true? Miraculously someone's got them and is happy to send them to God and everyone, showing how silly you were.
I'll tell a funny story. Well, it's kind of, it's funny. When I was in eighth grade, I went to, like, the science camp. You know, I was a big nerd, and I went to the science camp, and they took a picture of us that day at science camp, but I never saw it, and it was no big deal. 6 months ago, someone emailed me a picture of me at science camp when I was in eighth grade.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, where did you get that picture?
That would be really scary.
It was like I was shocked, and I thought this was drug up from the depths of the internet, but someone found it.
So we all have to be worried about those eighth grade photos. I had really bad hair in the eighth grade, Julianne. I just want you to know that right now.
I did too. Yeah.
Well, we really appreciate your keeping us up to date on what's going with the Miss America organization, Miss America's outstanding team. And once again, we love having you on, and thanks so much for being here representing Four Points Magazine.
Well, Valerie, it's my pleasure. And, you know, thank you so much for all that you do and, you know, all your support. And, you know, just you're looking out for the title holders, and we really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Julianne. I've been talking with the fabulous pageant blogger Julianne Wieland of Four Points Magazine, and you'll want to make sure you get your subscription so you don't miss an issue. We're going to take a quick break, and then I'll be right back to tell you what last night's Monday Night Football game has in common with a recent MAO title holder I met. Plus, I'll open the mail and answer your pageant coaching questions. We'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio.
Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same partner, you're going to be practicing the same 50 or 60 questions over and over again. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division, teen, miss, or Mrs. and Ms. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer, print it out, and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.valeriehays.com, and click on Shop. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview. Do you go commandos? Are there times when you just can't afford to risk embarrassing and obvious panty lines or thong straps peeking over your jeans, workout pants, or dress pants? You have to wear something to protect your clothing and be comfortable. Commandos Cotton Patches are your solution. They provide the cotton protection and security you need on stage in your swimsuit or fitness attire, or in public when you're wearing jeans or pants. Commandos Patches stick securely to your clothing, and nobody, not even you, know they're there. Commandos Patches are available online at gocommandos.com. Miss America 1980, Cheryl Pruitt Salem, has been designing winning competition swimwear for elite contestants for nearly 30 years. Now, she's put together an exquisite selection of suits in her Platinum Collection. Platinum Collection swimsuits are individually handmade to your specific measurements using only the finest materials available. We custom weave our lining fabric to provide support and protection, and our fashion swimsuit fabric is the best in the business. From the finest shoes and pageantry to accessories and swimwear created by a Miss America winner, visit www.platinumswimwear.com to find everything you need for your winning competition. Are you confused about what makeup you need to create your best pageant look? Perfect Pageant Glam Kits take all the guesswork out of selecting the right makeup for your next competition. Each glam kit includes custom coordinated eyeshadows, eyeshadow base, glowing cheek color, and a lip color, all perfectly coordinated to create your winning look. Plus, you get a full set of instructions so you can be your own personal makeup artist. To get your glam kit, just visit www.pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. You're going to love the way you look.